I'm at control, Mike. Could I get a quick signal report?
KO4 in UE.
Hi, Chad. He's a blue shooter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Siege is Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina border near Highway 276. The computer is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. It's owner operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Off my preamble up, I don't know why, but I can't remember exactly. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start off by recognizing the Freenet check-ins for tonight. And then we'll call for Echolink Station, and then the regular roll call. Alright. We've got 24 pre-net check-ins for tonight. First up, I got KA3JCA, that's Richard. KA4JCA, his wife Sally. KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. And their ham radio club, Upstate Amateur Radio Club, which is K3DLV. They're all located in Simpsonville, South Carolina tonight. Next, I have KM4JWP. That is Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4FCM, that's Fred. He brings along with him his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. They're Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. W2AMB, Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LDI, Andy from Table Rock. KO4NNH, that is Fred and Velder. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4TF, Jim in Pilser. KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit. KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KO4RIX, Jim from Dacusville. KD2BMG, Glenn in Gray Court. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KX4YM, that is Scott, he's in Greenville. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. KD4PFI, that is Don. KD4QLQ, his wife Linda, they are in Piedmont. And K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville. Okay, let's see. That's 25 check-ins. That last one, I thought originally there was 24, that one has popped up since. So let's see, 25, 26 including me, so we will begin tonight's net looking for check-in number 27. Echolink Station. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Distributor Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, 75 South, Cape Coral, Florida. Negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Daniel.
Well, I was wondering if Dave was going to go. I thought he had keyed up. Hey, Daniel, KJ4WZM. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Steve, South Dakota. No traffic. I'm here for a short comment.
Got two check-ins so far from Echolink. To recognize, I've got W4DJW. That is Dave. He's in Cape Coral, Florida on Interstate 75, southbound. Got to check in, Dave. And KB0KBJ. That is Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Staying nice and warm up there. Probably all of about 12 below, of course. So, and I got Steve marked down for comments. Well, we've got to end a little while, see? Oh, it looks like it's 6 below up there right now. Any other Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, check in, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Juliet Charlie, Justin, via Echo Link in West Central Texas tonight.
WX4JJC, that is Justin from West Central Texas. Looks like that wraps it up for Echo Link stations for now, so we will go ahead and begin with regular roll call. Direct connect all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. If you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent for mail, and that's the right two portions. Tonight being this frigid Friday in December, last Friday before Christmas, we'll begin with uniform crew users. User Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter deck, call KJ4WZM, that's Kilo Julia 4, Whiskey Z Mike.
WZM. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4WZM. Hello, Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, Leroy, and Taylor's. Negative and negative. If I don't talk to you before then, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
In out of order tonight, in 0TR, this is Tom, November 0, Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KB4ZVM. That is Dan over there in Greer. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. And N0TR, Tom also in Greer. Everybody from the Greer and Taylor's area is keeping in uniform 32. We'll give another run through though. User Z, if you'd like to check in, call KB4WZVM. Alpha 2 Delta is next. Alpha 2 Delta, ATC, thanks for checking to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Hey Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net control. Return, Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore, no traffic, no comments tonight.
WZM. David Daniel, please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Or WZM. WZM. Daniel, please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4, Delta Delta Delta, that's KI4DDC. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. I'm home in Central. I'll be short time tonight. Gotta get some tourists in outside. Mighty cold, 73.
WZM, KO4NUE.
Chad, go ahead. I'll go ahead and let you jump in here before I recognize the station. Go ahead.
Your signal is dropping each time. I don't know if you can bring your power up or not, but I'm going to follow along with you. If you drop out, I'll... if you need me to, but I do need a quick QSO with Kurt, please.
With that, and I'm going to adjust my coax. I've got bad coax. I don't have a replacement link for it right now, but that's what's going on. I'm going to try to move it around while you talk to Kurt, so feel free to talk for a minute, and I will recognize these stations. I've got, looks like 8 of them to recognize, including you.
Say again your number, Daniel.
8 of these.
8 via RF, is that correct?
And I yet, but go ahead. I'm trying to figure out my noise situation. But yes, I've got 8 stations that I haven't recognized yet, including you. I'll go ahead with those as soon as we finish up with Kurt. Let me try to figure out this coax issue.
I came back up, so may be good to go, but I don't want to disturb the net. KM4BLH, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Jet.
Hey, Kurt, you power back up.
It came back on about 8:30, and I thought, well, I was going to be curled up in a sleeping bag tonight. That's mercy.
Yeah, roger that. You got a handy there?
Yes, sir, I do. I do. I was getting ready to hook it up to my base antenna, but power came back on, so I didn't.
Yeah, roger that. I've tried to contact you several times on 610. I knew your power was down. Get your handy up, and I'll monitor the frequency. If it drops back down, you need something, give me a holler, all right?
Roger, roger. We sure do appreciate it there. Ain't no doubt. All right. KO4NUE, KM4BLH. Back to you.
KJ4WZM, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Daniel.
I'll go ahead and recognize you, Chad. Are you going to check in your wife as well or no?
Daniel.
Here. Net would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. Then I've got WE2T. That is Rusty and Moore. KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KM4BLH, Kurt from Greenville. KF4DDD. That is Alex from Central. KF4NUE, that's Chad. And KF4RYP, his wife Anna. They're at home in Campobello tonight. In case anyone was following along with the net, I'll go ahead and give an update on my count here since I know we jumped back and forth there a little bit for a second. I've got 41 right now. I'll make another call for Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call to
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4DZS, that is Scott in Pendleton. Sounds like that wraps it up for Alpha through Delta for now, so we'll go ahead up to E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Daniel, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net.
WZM, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Kettler, North Carolina, and we'll stick around tonight, Daniel.
Net would like to recognize the North Carolina boys. We got KF4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. And KC4EZN, that is Harry over there in Kansas. Any other stations? Ether H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZN. And I do got some markdown for commentary. We'll be back soon. Thanks. Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KJ4WZN. I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZN.
KJ4WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, up here on this cold mountain just like everybody else is in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This be where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For WZM. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM. Daniel, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll stick around for a comment. 7-3.
KZM.
Daniel, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville where it's cold. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Daniel. And a very Merry Christmas to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Checking in via Echo Link.
A good group of folks here. We've got KJ4JFO. At Jeans, this one is Frozen Mountain in Tuxedo. And then we've got M4JBM, Jerry in Campobello. KK4JBT, that is Larry, and KT4MSK. They are home in Greer tonight. And Larry, I've got you marked down for comments. And tell Miss Donna we said hello. Then I've got KL4JKB, that is Duncan in Asheville. And KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood. Any other stations? India through Lima, I through L, LKJ4WZM. Okay, we'll go ahead and move up the list to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
NXY. That is David and his wife Marie AF4SX. They're in Southern Greenville County. Then I have WX4MWA. That is Matt and Central. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM.
DCM, recheck. It just occurs to me that before the end of the roll call, I wanted to make an announcement. In order that folks who hear it might not have already secured their station. Tomorrow night, that would be the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, the net will be called by Wendy, KN4HTP. Classically, this would be her third time of reciting the poem the night before Christmas. Enjoyed by all, young and old alike. And I just wanted to remind people, put it on your calendar, make yourself some kind of reminder. Be here. It is marvelous. And I thank you, Daniel, for letting me pop that in there. KK4JBQ.
Hey, was that your comment, or are you still hanging around for after the net? And thanks for the reminder. I'll go ahead and make another announcement about that after we secure the home portion of the net.
Sound a little longer. KK4JPQ.
Appreciate it. We will be back to you shortly. It sounds like that wraps it up for Mike through Papa as well. So I'm going to head up to Quebec through Tango Q through T. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. Jerry and Taylors, please check me in.
That's KE6. PCG. That is Harry over there in Taylor. Appreciate you checking in with me. Harry, I think that might be the first time I've had you check in with me. So I just wanted to let you know this net stops nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. We're glad to have you check in with us. I'll go ahead and open it all the way up to your alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter next, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Frigid Robert down here in very cold Joanna, as it is everywhere. And I almost get myself in trouble tonight, so have a little red rag chew a little later on about a situation that involves the cold and me kind of sticking my neck out for it. 73 is everywhere. Merry Christmas if you're not here, but shame on you if you're not here tomorrow night to hear the recitation of A Night Before Christmas.
KD4SRR, that is Robert in Frigid Joanna tonight. And Robert, I've got you marked down for coming. Eager to hear what kind of trouble you got yourself into. And I've got another station in there. You are, you got some picket fencing going on. You're all carrier and no audio. And I mean none. If anybody can relay him in, if anybody heard him, then definitely let me know. I'll go ahead and make another call, Alpha through Zulu. If you want to try again, we'll see if we can get you in there. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, it's 13 degrees here near Brevard, about halfway to Rosman. Up in the mountains at about 2,200 feet.
WZM. 24 ZLK, you got a copy? Earlier. Sometimes my microphone works and other times it doesn't. This is, you know who I am. N4 ZLK, I'm checking in. No traffic, no table. Mobile on 85 South. Merry Christmas, everybody. And thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
Variety. Net would like to recognize WD8RON. That is Ed in Brevard. Sounds like it's nice and cold over there in Brevard, Ed, but I got you beat. I'm looking at my thermometer, and it is 6 degrees here. I am north of Traveler's Rest near Highway 25. And next up, that is Shane over there on 85 South. Don't work too hard tonight, Shane. Stay safe out there with all them rigs on the highway. I know it's windy. A little bit better now tonight than it was last night, but still keep it safe. We'll hopefully see you later on. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, before we go over to Rag 2, call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the formal portion of that, so thanks for checking in. We're going to get to Rag 2 in just a second, but I did want to remind anybody who recently checked in, since Larry's announcement, KK4JBQ brought an announcement to the net that Wendy is calling the net tomorrow, and she is going to recite Night Before Christmas. So everybody come check in with Miss Wendy tomorrow night, and we will be looking forward to hearing Night Before Christmas. So with that, we're going to go ahead and begin the Rag 2 portion of the net. We'll stop for periodic stops for check-ins between Rag 2s. And first up tonight, I've got KB0KBJ, and that is Steve in Clear Lake, South Dakota.
KJ4WZM in the net, KB0KBJ. I think I'll stay out of the lake, but I'm in the town of Clear Lake, South Dakota, but I think I'll stay out. I don't know, it would be hard to get in, actually. I'd probably just have to drill a hole through the ice. I wonder how thick it is. I don't know. Gotta be a good foot by now. I did go by Lake Ponset, which is another lake around here, of course, a few days back, and I seen quite a few houses, probably half a dozen ice houses out there on the ice, so they were enjoying their ice fishing. So, yeah, I think everybody, like you, everybody's all been excited up in, ooh, the weather is stormy and cold, and hey, there's a good side, the ice is getting super thick. Gotta be. Makes for some solid steady drive out on it, you know. That's, I guess, a good thing. I imagine after this, all this weather's passed through. With the nicer weather coming next week, and it's high in the 20s, and maybe even above freezing, or thawing, however you want to say it, I bet you there'll be a lot of people outside ice fishing and doing outdoor activities, and because, yeah, it's just been right down there. And I think it's about the third day. I know it's definitely 2 days of ground blizzard going on. I've had to drive in it. Seen the sun both days, beautiful sun dogs, but the novelty is starting to wear off of driving in ground blizzard conditions. And I think the rest of the people we haven't been doing it are probably getting pretty tired of staring out the window. So, come next week, end of the year, a lot of vacation time being burnt up. A lot of people sitting there in ice houses and other things. I talked to my aunt and uncle and their daughter. Well, they didn't bother to spend time with the family this Christmas, other than their own. They just took off to Puerto Rico before the whole mess came in on us. That's the right thing to do, I guess. Good timing, anyhow. I was just, you know, that weather. It's happening. 8 degrees below right now. 37 below in chill, so. That's about it for up here, Daniel. You might want to wiggle your coax a little. I think it's degraded some. It's kind of hanging in there still, though. Obviously, I was able to tell you were calling on me. Good to chat with you. Back to you there, Daniel. KB0, KBJ.
Yeah, I bet everybody's going to be out on that lake once it starts warming up a little bit. Hopefully, your ground blizzard will finish up here in a few hours. Looks like your blizzard warning's about to expire. But that wind chill today was horrible for you. You actually had pretty similar weather to Mount Mitchell, North Carolina, which, let's see how their weather went today. Currently minus 18 outside. That is their current low temperature for the day as well. Their low wind chill is also, they just set that as well at minus 54. Their high wind for the day was 59 miles per hour from the north. This is at the observatory. There's another station up there a little bit further down the mountain. The National Weather Service logged that wind earlier today at 69 miles per hour. That's the high wind in the GSC forecast area for this event. But on top of the observatory, they logged 59 miles an hour today at 11:43. So they had a blustery day up there, about the same as what you had in South Dakota. Miserable weather, and I'm glad that I didn't have to experience any of that. So I guess they took the cake on that one for North Carolina. Oof, too cold for me. But I know you're looking forward to your weather warming up. I think it's kind of neat when weather extremes show up. But I'm looking forward to it warming back up, too. This is a little bit much. It makes life inconvenient. You can't go outside without really putting some thought into what you're wearing and what you're going to be doing out there and for how long. Makes a difference. But it is balmy 6 degrees here where I am at. And dew point is minus 1, so we'll probably head towards 0 tonight. Unless it clouds over. So Good talking to you, Steve. Well, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. KB0KBJ, KJ4WZM.
We really ain't that far apart in temps. What are you, 14 degrees warmer than me only? That's not much. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, this cold. I was working in a heated area that was one part of a house. The guy is building a house, so he's finishing the garage. He's going to live in that while he's building and finishing the house. I had to go into the house portion. The garage section is all heated. I was working in there, hooking up his bathroom and such, his toilets and such. I had to go in the other part of the house to, I just wanted to check on some plumbing, make sure it was all good, so no water was flowing in there. And, it'd freeze. Because it was just bone chilling, 19 below, whatever it was, on that side, the piece of OSB he had over the doorway. And I went in there and I stepped onto his concrete floor with my shoes. It must have collected water or maybe it was humid, but anyhow, my shoes started freezing to the floor. I don't think I had stepped in water. I think it was just the humidity in the one room, because he was using a propane, temporary heater. And, my feet just, they didn't freeze solid, but they were like sticky, They were kind of... I did find some lines that had not been capped, and they had shot water around inside the house there, and that just froze immediately, so it was no biggie. And it was an interesting thing. It's really cool out when because usually you grab your gloves, grab your hat, maybe throw the hat on after you get out. But, you grab your gloves and put them on maybe while you're walking out to the vehicle or such. And, I don't know, maybe I'm always in a rush to do this kind of, get all dressed up, because it's a lot of junk you got to throw on, just to go out and sit in the vehicle and wait for it to warm up. Maybe it's even warm, So maybe just risk it. Just run. Just cruise through the cold stuff to get to your warm vehicle. But it's cold out when you actually think, maybe I should put my gloves on just to walk 50 feet, I did that the other day. But then I didn't put my gloves on. I just walked it. But, yeah. When you start considering things like that, it's chilly. I guess I've said enough about that. We'll turn it back to you. I like the frozen freeze-drying going down the road with the carrot on the window or fruit on a string thing to see if it would freeze-dry in this kind of weather. Still think that'd be kind of cool. Well, me and Daniel were talking on the phone, for those who might be listening. I said we should just have a string going out one window over the roof and down into the other window. Just put a pieces of pineapple, just like a whole kebab worth. Just cruise across the roof, just kind of conveyor belt, and just freeze dry it. And it comes the other way. So, yeah, I don't know. That's an idea I had. We could do something with this chilly air, while we're driving at whatever speeds. All right, back to you, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KB0KBJ, 73.
Good talking to you, too. Yeah, I like that freeze-drying idea about the food. I wonder if it would work. It really might, with the wind going and about 20 below, and pushing about 50 to 70 below wind chills. I bet it would, especially with how dry it is under those conditions. Maybe I'll have to try that sometime next time it gets this cold. But I hope it doesn't the rest of the winter. It probably will, though. But good talking to you, Steve, and we'll holler at you another time. KB0KBJ, KJ4WZM. 73. Stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, call KJ4WZM. continue to do it for check-ins for now, so we'll go ahead and move on down the list. Next up, I've got KC4EZN. That is Harry over there in Candler, North Carolina. How are you doing this evening, Harry? Call KJ4WZN.
K4WZM, KC4EZN, first of all, let me wish you a Merry Christmas, Daniel, before I forget it, and you have got a little bit of sound behind you. I don't know what's the right way to describe it. It's not white noise, it's not 60 cycle, it's just a little bit of a whine. It's in the background, and this is not the first time I've heard it, so it just may be something in the nature of your radio, but very intelligible, very clear, not a problem understanding you, but it's there. Anyway, we've been doing fine up here. I looked at thermometer a minute ago, and up here where I'm at, it's somewhere in the vicinity of 6 degrees. I went outside a little while ago to grab a couple of pieces of firewood and, it's 10 feet from the door to where the wood stacked up, and I was glad to get back inside. And I only picked up 2 pieces of firewood while I was there, so it's cold enough to get my attention. But, anyway, what's happening with you down there? KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
KJ4WZM. Not really a whole lot. I know what the noise was that you were hearing. It might sound slightly different now. I was running a higher power. I just reduced it. My radio's got a fan that kicks on while I'm transmitting. The more power I run, the faster the fan gets. So that's probably what you were hearing. It is 6 degrees here as well. It was windy. That woke me up today, for sure. Last night, I stayed up late. I was working on a wiring project, and I got about an hour and a half of sleep before the wind part of the cold front hit. And boy, oh boy, got loud outside. And there was no sleeping through that. I definitely woke up. And I attempted to sleep in today, but the wind continues to periodically wake me up with the gustier gusts. It packed the punch, that's for sure, and made a lot of noise as it came through. But other than that, I guess I'm doing all right. I did not complete my wiring project, but I've got it well underway, and when it warms up outside, I'll finish it, because I got to go outside and work on my vehicle. But I'm not going outside in 6 degrees to go pull on some wires. Nope. Back to you, Harry. KC4EZN, KJ4WZN.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. No, I've, back when I was your age, I did some things like that. I don't do those things anymore. I don't know if it's violent discretion, getting old, or getting lazy, but somehow or another, if I had to do some work on a vehicle right now, it just had to sit for a day or two, I'm afraid. I've lost that burning desire. I've done those things. Our church bought an old worn out school bus, and we drove it for a couple of years. And I remember one Sunday, I was driving it, and as I was had finished my run and was coming into the parking place, all of a sudden it started making a racket like you don't want to hear an engine make, and I got it parked and came home and picked up some tools and went back. And the 6-cylinder Chevrolet engine had one valve, and I think it was on each end of the head. The rocker arm shaft, was bolted to towers on the head, but on the very front and the very back, there was one rocker arm that was cantilevered. Now, we're talking about, a rocker arm's, 5/8 of an inch or so in diameter, maybe half inch, and that rocker arm's maybe at half an inch wide, so it was that much sticking out from that tower, and it broke off. So I basically lost a valve, and
That's a relatively easy thing to fix because it's all bolted down. But anyway, I went in the next day, and temperature was about 20 degrees warmer than it is now, but I had the business manager to church leave me a drop cord, and I took a work light with a 100-watt bulb in it, and I draped a shower cover over the hood of that. This was a 49 Chevrolet school bus. I took a stick and propped the hood open and draped a shower curtain over that thing, turned a 100-watt bulb on, and after a while, it got borderline comfortable under there. Anyway, I got it all swapped out and cranked it up, got the engine warmed up, got the clearances on the valve set and everything, but I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Right now, the most thing I want to do is run outside and stack up 4 or 5 pieces of wood next to the wood stove, so when I wake up about 3 o'clock, I'll run down and put a couple of more pieces in it, and it'll still have some fire in it tomorrow morning. That's about all we got here, I think. I've been sitting here working some FT8 while y'all were talking, and it doesn't take long to get cold, and when the wind's blowing, it doesn't take long. They were talking about up here 5 to 10 minutes. I don't think I want to wait that long. I'm not interested in frostbite. I like staying nice and toasty warm. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you. Now you got Larry there. I'm always interested in what he's got to say, so we'll bounce it back to you and let you finish up with Larry. And again, we'll say Merry Christmas and 7-3, y'all. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
And KJ4WZM. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a fun engine problem to have to do, but if I was to pick one, if there was a problem with the engine, that's one of the easiest actual engine problems that you could have to fix. At least that's on the top of it. I'm assuming it was an overhead valve engine. At least that's on the top of it, and all you gotta do is take the valve cover off and take a few bolts loose, and you're good to go on that one. But it's still not fun when it's cold outside, and I mean any amount of cold. Bash your knuckles on something, an annoyance at a minimum. Sometimes it's downright hurt. Sometimes I think it's worse when it's cold and you mash your fingers on something or your knuckles or whatever when it's warm. It's just, there's a sensation about it. They're just not the same. But, yep. Hopefully the short wave, short little burst of cold air gets out of here. We get our normal lives back again where you don't have to plan walking outside your door for about 5 or 10 minutes, running around looking for what you're going to wear, what you're going to, and think about what you're going to do while you're out there and how to come back in real quick. That's kind of a really annoying thing to have to deal with. Don't know how feet does it up there where 0 to minus 20 is kind of normal temperatures for all winter long. That's a bit chilly for me. But good talking to you, Harry, and Merry Christmas to you and your wife as well. I think you turned it back to me. Yeah, you did. So we'll tell you 73, and we'll catch you later on down the line. KC4EN, KJ4WEN. Have a good night. Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Meter Net, call KJ4WZM. Alrighty, I won't hear any more check-ins at this time, so we'll go ahead and move on down the log. Next up, I've got KK4JBQ. That is Larry and Greer. How you doing, Larry? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. First of all, let's take a look care of a little business. I think I gave you an announcement, which I believe qualifies as traffic, without a number. So if you would please put the number 12/23 on my announcement. And I guess the thing that's kind of on my heart right now, it's kind of what I want to discuss. discuss tonight. For several Christmases, probably for the last 10 years, during Christmas, leading up to Christmas, or certainly on Christmas Day, I've taken the opportunity to talk with the matriarchs of my family. Both my mother and dad are gone, but each of them have a living sister. My dad's sister, Mary Jo, and I spoke today. And my mother's sister, Pauline, and I will speak tomorrow. These sharings, of course, are sort of precipitated by the holiday. But we talk about all sorts of things. And from my vantage point, it's about things that I wasn't around to see when my mom and dad were growing up. But their sisters can tell me, you know. It's kind of fun. And long before I was thought of, these two were kids, and they got in trouble, and they were just normal, regular kids. And it's fun to hear about that. And then, of course, they grew up and had a family, including me. And then I had brother and sister in my family, and they're both gone now. So I hear a little bit about what other members of the family thought about them and thought about me, and, you know, can't get past that. Anyway, it's just been marvelous. We also talked about my father's mother. She taught me how to milk a cow, how to churn cream into butter, and was the best cook I know. I've ever sat at a table and eaten their food. And she taught me how to make creamed corn. Well, anyhow, it was a good 2 hours conversation, and I just had to say that in order that I might say this. For anyone listening, if you've got a matriarch or a patriarch of your family, someone that's the oldest one on either side of your family, give them a call this holiday. Talk to them. Let them say whatever they want to say. Go in whatever direction they lead. Even though you call, this is actually your purpose and why you place the call. Just to be, you know, just to be kind. Talk to an older person. They got plenty to say. And that's what I had tonight, and I've enjoyed the net, Daniel. Thank you so much for calling the net tonight. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too. And if you drive, be safe and be sober. KK4 JBQ.
KK4 WZM. Very, very interesting. I got thinking about it. The oldest living people left. I believe my grandma and my grandpa. My grandma on my dad's side, my grandpa on my mom's side, I believe that they're actually the oldest ones that I've got left in my family tree. And that includes their siblings. But they definitely have some interesting stories to tell. My grandma was born back in the Great Depression era, so she has a completely different outlook on life than what we do. And probably something I could learn a lot from, because she knows how to pinch a penny and make it scream, that's for sure. Very, very, very good at budgeting, very good at thinking about what if finances go wrong and what if the economy goes upside down, because that's the reality that she actually grew up in. That's what they knew, was how to make it through life while struggling. Something that my generation really hasn't had much to, haven't really had to contend with that before, but probably looks like for the next several years of my life and everybody else's lives around me that's my age, it looks like that will become a reality to us in the not so distant future. So I could probably learn a lot from her on that. And then my granddad, he is significantly younger than her, but he too grew up in a different time. I suppose when he was my age, the space race was going on. He worked a lot with NASA and other type high-tech development type stuff. People in his generation were really the masterminds behind the technological age really taking off, took it from nothing to what it is now. That's what him and his peers were responsible for. That's what they did. So he actively participated in that as well. So there's a lot to learn from both of them, I guess. No guessing about it. There really is a lot to learn from both of them, from two completely different viewpoints, two completely different sets of stories with that. So that's a good idea, and I'll probably call both of them and talk to them and ask them about growing up and their careers and stuff like that, and maybe I'll have some neat stories to share. JD2KJ4WDN.
Hope I've suggested something that amounts to a way into a conversation. You know, some of the best conversations don't get started because somebody thinks you got to have a reason. Well, if that's the way you think, then Christmas time is the reason. Call them to wish them a Merry Christmas, and you'll get into a conversation and learn a lot of stuff that was a part of your family before you were ever here. I'm lucky, I think. I've got these two older ladies who are very, and they know secrets about my mom and dad that, you know, you just share family secrets sometimes. And that's been a real joy. It is one place I know that you can find some joy if you're looking for it. Talk to the older members of your family. They got plenty to share, believe me. They just need a little nudge. Anyhow, I am looking forward to Wendy's recitation tomorrow night. She always does such a great job. And I wanted to make that announcement to support her effort in doing that. She will be our net control, as I understand, and I always enjoy that part, too. Daniel, you have a good night. I wish everyone a good, warm night. This is KK4JBQ. I am clear.
I will plan on checking in with her as well. Thank you for the reminder about that. And I hope to have you hang around for comments again sometime. I really, really enjoy it. I learn a lot from you. I learn a lot from listening to you rag to as well when other people are calling the net. I really, really enjoy hearing your stories. They always make me sit down and think for a minute. It's sometimes very helpful to hear life from a completely different perspective. So I really, really appreciate it, and looking forward to Wendy calling that, and looking forward to hopefully having some conversations with my grandparents this Christmas. That'll be neat. We'll catch you later on down the log. Definitely stay warm tonight, and definitely tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I hope y'all have a very Merry Christmas. KK4JBQ, KJ4WVM, 73, enjoyed it. Amateur Zulu, A through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WVM. Sound like that continues to be it for check-ins for tonight, but I do have one last person on comments, and that would be Robert and Joanna. 84FRR, call KJ4WZM.
There, KD4SRR here. I'm gonna try to make it short. I know that's impossible for me; it'll never happen. But I'm gonna definitely try tonight. Let me tell you why I'm in trouble. This is not a radio oriented thing, but it is related to the cold weather. By the way, the gentleman who was talking about working on the 49 Chevrolet with the 100-watt light bulb, I've got the 150-watt light bulb.
underneath the hood of the Toyota, and I'm going out about hour on the hour to check it because I didn't think I got enough antifreeze in it, but the light bulb seems to be doing a pretty good job. So it's not where it's going to can melt anything, but it's definitely warmer under the hood, and me cranking it up about every hour seems to help. On that note, let's get to why about the weather, where I may get in trouble for this. I'm in Lawrence County. Next door to me is Newberry County. And straight down Highway 76, kind of southeast. And down near the town of Jalapa, or Jalapa, however you want to pronounce it, little community. I've been noticing, after my brother pointed it out, third house from the big bridge. Jalapa, there was a house, and outside of that house was a tree, and chained to that tree used to be two dogs. They had to share one makeshift animal carrier, wasn't even a dog house, and you know, all year long, all winter long. Well, the German Shepherd dog disappeared. So for about the past 2.5 years, it's just been the Rottweiler tied to the chain. I'll let it drop.